Welcome to episode 8, the one where systems create freedom. Now, this is also the final episode in season 2. And just a reminder, we'll be taking a 1 week hiatus and then we will dive into season 3. I can't wait. So, today is all about systems and specifically how systems can actually create freedom. Now, the reason why I want to talk about this is in a recent Voxer conversation, I was having a chat with a member who was talking about struggling to manage time. Now, I know that time management is something that you've probably heard talked about many, many times, but the struggle is real if you aren't someone who's really good at keeping track of all the things. And if you are easily distracted, if you get pulled in multiple directions, then time management is key to you being able to have the freedom and lifestyle that you actually want, right? The whole reason that you got into business for. So how do you do that? So the conversation I had with my Voxer member was just, she was just, I'm overwhelmed, I'm swamped, I feel like I have zero time to do anything. So the first thing that I said to her was, let's do a time audit. And that is the first step in figuring out how to have a system that works for you. So what I told my member to do was for the next 7 days to sit down and keep a track of everything she did hour by hour. So from the time that she got up to the end of the day of her workday, what did that look like? What was she doing? And so she went through and she did that for 7 days and then we reviewed it. And she started to realize just how easily she was taken off track. And so once we figured out why she was getting off track and what that looked like, we started implementing a couple of different things. One, we focused on focused time blocks. Now these have been my secret sauce for many, many years. It's how I get so much done, is by choosing to focus on one thing for a specific period of time. The amount of time doesn't actually matter. It's what are you doing in that period of time? What we want to avoid is context switching. And if you don't know what that is, it is where you're working on something and then all of a sudden you start working on something else. And then you come back to the thing that you were originally working on. When every time you switch tasks, it takes you anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes to actually get into flow with the new task. And then if you go back to the old task, same deal. So we want to avoid context switching. So I love to assign focus time blocks to everything. Now, for me, a focus time block is typically 90 minutes. That's a really good sweet spot. And that would be my longest time block. And sometimes that means that I'll be doing two time blocks. But what I do is assign one task. So, for example, when I'm recording my videos, that is one time block, right? YouTube videos, podcast content, all done at the same time. So, I am not context switching. I'm focused on doing the content. Now, if I was writing a blog post, same deal, I would have a focused time block to just write the content. Then I'd have another time block to create the images, to do all the search engine optimization, all of those things. So it's about breaking up all the things that you do and choosing to create focused time blocks. So that's what my member did. Then we also implemented things like a calm inbox. And the calm inbox is really simple. You only check your emails twice a day. And I even have it on my email signature that this is a calm inbox. So if someone messages me when I, you can, and you can also have a default autoresponder go back that says, hey, I practice a calm inbox. I only check my emails twice a day. Outside those times, you can expect to hear from me the next day. That's essentially what that is. So it's very liberating to not always be in your inbox. And that was one thing that I was so excited to set up when I left my job back in 2012, because I was constantly in email and I got taken off track all the time because I had to constantly be checking my emails and responding to people. Now, all I have to do is check them once in the morning, once in the PM, and that's it. Very, very simple. And then thirdly, the other thing that we did was prioritized her paying members. Now I do this as well. So this is part of my daily cash flow checklist where I have it so that the first hour of my day after I've done my own kind of me time is to address any member issues. So daily feedback, I'll be going into that if someone's left me a message inside Heartbeat. I'll be addressing all of those. So it's still a focused time block, but it's prioritized based on paying members. So your action step is to simply do a 7-day time audit. Take stock of what you're doing every hour of the day, and you may find that you need to do it every half hour, depending on what is going on. And then figure out what your sweet spot is when it comes to focused time blocking, because systems create freedom when you implement and follow them. So again, thanks so much for joining me for the Simple Success session and the final episode in season two of the Easy Does It podcast. If you love today's topic and you got a quick win out of what we just discussed, then you might benefit from the feedback loop, 30 days of one-on-one coaching via daily feedbacks and Voxer coaching. It's just $100. You can learn more at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. It's kind of like having your business bestie in your back pocket. And remember, your business does get to be easy and fun. You just have to decide that that's what you want. I will chat with you soon.